Okay, so a Christian is a person whose life has been transformed by Jesus. Because of Jesus, our sins are paid. We are clothed with the robe of righteousness. We are significant. We're secure. We're accepted. We're forgiven. We're empowered. In Ecclesiastes 9, Solomon starts with the one thing in life that is certain. He closes the chapter with the uncertainties of life. And then right in the middle, he tells us how to live life with godly wisdom. Ecclesiastes 9:8 says this, "Let your garments be always white. Let not oil be lacking on your head." There's a commentator who says this. Here's how he explains the verse. He says, "In a hot climate, white garments would reflect the heat of the sun, and oil would keep the skin from drying out." Here, the white garments are symbols of joy. When people were distraught, they showed it by wearing sackcloth and putting ashes on their head. When people were joyful, they showed it by wearing white clothes and putting oil on their head. In our culture, we might show it by wearing colorful clothes and a smile on our face. This commentator not only gives us practical historical insight, but practical wisdom as well. We can demonstrate our joy by our demeanor, even our clothing. We can eat healthy foods, maybe a few meals of burgers and fries mixed in there, but mainly healthy foods and get plenty of exercise. Solomon's practical advice is to enjoy the days of life by taking care of yourself. Now, I get it. Some can overdo it. Diet can become a deity. Appearance can become prideful downfall. Exercise can become their little god. All good things in a fallen world can go south. Nothing done to bring honor to ourselves will ever satisfy our heart. Only God can do that. With a heart satisfied by God alone, we can enjoy the great gift of life. Father, thank you for all the great gifts you've given us. Help us to enjoy all that you provide, and help us to always worship the giver, not the gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.